From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're glad you've joined us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Our speaker is Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns continues to study Paul's epistle to the Colossians as he brings the next portion of a message entitled, A Faithful and a Fruitful Ministry. The text is verses 24 through 29 of chapter 1, in which the apostle sets forth the essence of the gospel ministry. One who would be a faithful minister of Christ must be a servant among men, not one who lords it over the people. A true Christian minister is a steward who is to provide the food of God's truth to those in his charge. His message must come from God, not from men's ideas. The chief ingredient of the minister's preaching is to be the person and work of Christ. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will continue this message. First, we invite you to listen to a devotional thought that came from the pen of the great 19th century preacher C.H. Spurgeon, found in his collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, A Mountain Choir. The text is found in Isaiah chapter 49 and verse 13. Sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains. For the Lord hath comforted his people, and will have mercy upon his afflicted. So sweet are the comforts of the Lord, that not only the saints themselves may sing of them, but even the heavens and the earth may take up the song. It takes something to make a mountain sing, and yet the prophet summons quite a choir of them, Lebanon and Syrian, and the high hills of Bashan and Moab. He would set them all singing, because of Jehovah's grace to his own Zion. May we not also make mountains of difficulty and trial, in mystery and labor, become occasions for praise unto our God? Break forth into singing, O mountains! This word of promise, that our God will have mercy upon his afflicted, has a whole peal of bells connected with it. Hear their music, sing, be joyful, break forth into singing. The Lord would have his people happy because of his unfailing love. He would not have us sad and doubtful. He claims from us the worship of believing hearts. He cannot fail us. Why should we sigh or sulk as if he would do so? Oh, for a well-tuned harp! Oh, for voices like those of the cherubim before the throne! You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We want to say that we are greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. We're grateful for the letters, the emails, and the phone calls we've received from many of you, some wanting to say thank you and telling us how much the Lord has blessed your heart through His Word. Some have spoken of life-changing experiences found through the preaching of the gospel. Some have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program. We want to remind you of the LTBS audio magazine. This is available in CD format only and is similar in content to the LTBS quarterly magazine, containing articles of great spiritual interest as well as sacred music that will point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have a free copy of LTBS audio magazine simply by writing to LTBS 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to be baptized? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? And is the emerging church dangerous? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Thank you. If I am executing the office that God has given me and faithfully setting forth Christ, faithfully expounding this word, not burdening you with every opinion or theory or notion or philosophy that I have adopted along the journey of life, but expounding this word, then it comes with full authority. Yes, subject everything I say to the word. Believe only as it stands according to the word. But nonetheless, remember, as you do that, the minister and the ministry of Christ come with the authority of him who appointed it. This is a dispensation. Out of that word, I take it that the ministry is God's usual way of providing for his household. It's his usual way, especially, of providing his household with the food of truth. That was uniquely the task of a steward. When a lord or a rich man had a large domain, a large house, and he appointed a steward over all or part of it, it was the steward's task to oversee every part of that work. It was the steward's task to ensure that provision was there for the household. And when the Lord appoints ministers of the gospel, ministers of the book, then he is making his provision to provide the food that God's people need. This is how ministers are to conduct the house of God. This is how they're to approach the job of their pulpit ministry. This is how they're to approach the job of their personal counsel. They are there to provide the food of truth. Paul puts it like this in verse 25. He says that his job was to fulfill the word of God. Now, what does that mean? I think the simplest way is to look at Romans 15, verse 19, where you have the very same phrase. There it is translated, fully to preach the word of God. And I think what Paul is saying when he's saying, my job is to fulfill the word of God, he's saying, my job is to unfold, to declare the word of God in full. That's my task. I am here, says Paul, to fulfill the scripture in the sense of taking it and fully expounding it, fully declaring it, and fully applying it. You remember the Lord Jesus when he sent his disciples forth, Matthew 28, verse 20, told them to go into all nations, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. In other words, fulfill the word of God. When Paul was reaching the end of his ministry, he called the Ephesian elders to meet him. And he said, Acts 20, 27, I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. Now that's the task of this pulpit. Now what does that mean in detail? Well, verse 28 gives you a look into some of the things that it includes. First of all, it includes preaching Christ. I don't know how ministers miss this. The one thing that's missing in the evangelical pulpit in America today is preaching Christ. You've got ministers who are so dumb, but they think they're so smart. But I use the word, and I realize it sounds very critical, it may be harsh even, but I use it completely honestly. They're so spiritually dumb. They think they're so smart. They can talk about everything under the sun. They have opinions in every subject under the sun. They are running around looking for little texts that they can take out of context that'll sound very clever. They're running around getting every sort of illustration that they can get. They're so big on their illustrations. But they never get around to preaching Christ. Most pulpits in America have never heard a sermon on the priesthood of Christ. They've never heard a sermon on the active and passive obedience of Christ. They've never heard a sermon on our union with Christ. I heard one of the most famous preachers in America, and I don't say one of the greatest preachers. To me, mostly a charlatan, but certainly one of the most popular preachers in America. I heard him trying to describe what he meant when... Now, this is a man who had preached for years and years and years around the world. And now he's saying, I'm trying to get this over. I can't understand it. He had come across the phrase, in Christ. The doctrine of our union with Christ was something so completely new to him. He had no idea in the world even how to define it, never mind preach upon it and expound it. Now, where are we? What is being preached if Christ isn't being preached? In every fundamental church in America, the blood of Christ is mentioned again and again and again and again and again. When John MacArthur was foolish enough to make slighting comments about the literal blood of Christ, comments that he has not yet withdrawn, by the way, I can say to his honor, he has withdrawn other equally foolish comments that he made on the eternal sonship of Christ. He withdrawn other comments that he made on the nature of saving faith, but he has not withdrawn the very foolish comments that he made on the precious blood of Christ. And fundamentalists all over America were incensed against him. But the tragedy is that while they have the language, in most of those churches, there has never been a single exposition of the meaning of the blood of Christ, of what it actually means, what the Bible intends by it, what we have in, through, by the blood. Preaching Christ in his person, in his priesthood, in all his perfections, in his work, in his offices. Preaching Christ, particularly preaching Christ as the all-sufficient merit of the sinner as he stands before God. What is it that constitutes us righteous? What is it that deals with guilt? What is it that gives us confidence to appear before God now in prayer and soon in person? What is it that does that? It is the righteousness of Christ. Not the, if I can stray a little here, not the attribute of his deity, his eternal righteousness. That's not imputed to us. God is infinite and eternal and unchangeable. And so are his attributes. You cannot take an attribute of God and apply it to man. Or impute it to man. Can't be done. The righteousness of Christ is the righteousness earned and expressed by his obedience in life and in death. It is his fulfillment of the law of God. It is that which merited the reward of the covenant promise of God. That righteousness is taken and it is placed to our account. That earned merit of Christ is what's placed to our account. So that now, believing in Him, we stand invested before God with a perfect legal obedience. That's what gives a Christian assurance. That's what gives a Christian his standing before God. And that is fundamental to preaching Christ. Paul says this is the first thing. Whom we preach. I would love to see in all our churches a cessation of the iniquitous practice of preaching around Christ but never getting to Christ. I would love to see an end to the preaching of clever little thoughts of men that never bring sinners face to face with the blessed Savior in all the beauty of His person and all the all-sufficiency of His work. Preach Christ. But then there's what he calls warning. A word that's translated warning is a word that maybe translated admonish. It's a word that has in it the Greek word for mind or reason. The idea in this word is it's a word of discipline, really. A word of training, should I say. Whereas chastening is the training of a child by action, by disciplinary action, this word is training not by the action of discipline, but by word. It's training by the use of words. They may be words of encouragement, they may be words of rebuke, they may be words of instruction, they may be words of warning. But the idea here is training God's people by the use of words. I want you to understand this. Paul is talking about the Christian ministry. He's talking about the use of the pulpit. There are many, many things that I have to preach about, many things that will impinge upon the lives of God's people and will, I trust, fit them better. But I want you to get the order. We're preaching Christ, and then we're training people by word.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.